We all end up in tight spots sometimes, big or small, just annoying or tragic. And if God is God, well, shouldn't he show up on those days? If he loves us, wouldn't he want to help? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we take another look at what God is up to in your life. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. Every now and then, we find ourselves in a tight spot. Sometimes we've behaved our way into a problem. Maybe a wrong diet or no exercise and we get diabetes, or a neglected relationship and we end up with tension and strife. Or just a day-to-day thing, a difficult, what do I do kind of situation. Lots of people have lots of different spiritual beliefs and practices, meditation, yoga, crystals. But when it's crunch time, what difference can they really make? When we need help, surely help comes in the form of someone, not something. When you and I are in a tight spot, can we have a confidence that someone will deliver us out of it? This week, on A Different Perspective, we're looking at the whole question of experiencing God. As King David wrote back in Psalm 34, well, 3,000 years ago, we need to taste and see for ourselves that the Lord is good. And over this last few days, we've been looking at the fact that we need to come to God just as we are, trusting that all the rotten stuff in our lives, the stuff that God calls sin, is dealt with because Jesus paid for it on the cross. And then we need a desire, a God-given desire, to have a relationship with him and then enjoy walking in God's plan for our lives. But as we do that, as we walk in God's plan for our lives, and if that sounds a bit strange, I would really encourage you, if you are seeking authentic spiritual experience, if you've been looking around, shopping around in the spiritual marketplace, if we want real, authentic, loving, powerful spiritual experience that makes a difference, try Jesus. But as we walk in God's plan, every now and then we hit a crunch time. We hit a time where things are difficult. There's a pressure. There's something that we don't seem to be able to get through. There's something that scares us. There's something that unsettles us. Maybe it's sickness, maybe it's physical, maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's financial. Well, from where I sit, if God promises that he will be my God, if he loves me so much that he sent Jesus, his son, to die for me, then the real proof of the authenticity is in those crunch moments. Where's God? If God says to me through the psalm, taste and see that the Lord is good, then when I'm at that pressure point with pressures coming in from all sides, surely God should be in that space too. Now, I'm not talking about having a perfect life. I'm not talking about God taking all of those pressures and problems away. I'm not talking about some sugar-coated unreality. You know, when you're a kid, a perfect parent is someone that gives you lollies whenever you want them. We all know as parents that that's not the right thing to do. So it's not some unreality that we're talking about. It's God being in the middle of that reality with us. There's a great story in the Old Testament, in the Bible, about David and Goliath. Most of us will know that story. The army of Israel and the army of the Philistines were having a standoff. And the Philistines had challenged a soldier from the Israelite army to come to duel with their soldier. And their soldier was Goliath. He was a big, big man. And it turns out that there was not a single soldier among the Israelite army that was prepared to go and fight this man. And then this young David, young kid, comes along to the battle scene, not because he's a soldier, not because he's been invited, but because he's bringing food to his brothers who are soldiers. He's the runt of the litter, and his job is just to be a courier. And he goes and sees what's going on, and he sees this Philistine over there, and he says, hang on a minute, how is it that no one is going to fight Goliath? I'll go and fight Goliath. So he went to see the king, Saul, and they all laughed at him. But this is what David said to them. I've been a shepherd tending sheep for my father. Whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I'd go after it, knock it down and rescue the lamb. If it turned on me, I'd grab it by the throat and wring its neck and kill it. Lion or bear, it made no difference. I killed it. And I'll do the same to this Philistine who's taunting the troops of the living God. God who delivered me from the teeth of the lion and the claws of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine. And Saul was amazed and he said, well, go. God help you. Now just consider this David for a minute, the youngest of all these sons. His dad was Jesse. And the prophet Samuel had come to see Jesse because he felt that God had a new king for Israel amongst all of these sons. And so Jesse, dad, lined up all of his sons in front of the prophet Samuel, except one, little old David, because little old Dave was out tending the sheep and surely he wouldn't be a king. And Samuel looked at one after the other and said, no, it's someone else. And ultimately he chose David. What would that do to your self-esteem if you're David? Out in the back blocks, lonely, no one to see you, just David and God, tending some useless sheep. Every now and then a lion comes and a bear comes and somehow you get the courage and God gets you through that. This David spent time alone experiencing God on those lonely nights, on those nights when he felt insignificant and unrewarded, on the beautiful mornings and the sunrises, and those dangerous times. And I'm sure he used to sit there with his slingshot, practicing over and over and over again, hundreds, thousands of times, being accurate with that slingshot. And so when he goes out now and he fights Goliath, who, let's remember, had a full set of body armor on and only had one small part of his forehead exposed, and the whole army of Israel didn't have the guts to get out there and do this, this young, small, insignificant David, who in God's presence had learned to fight lions and bears and use his slingshot and experience God's faithfulness in the tight spots. It's this young David who'd experienced God that went out and did the job. You get it? When we experience God's faithfulness through the tough times, and we see that God is good in the tough times, our faith and our belief and our trust in him grows. And so often we're hidden. The tough times aren't public. No one else sees except God and us. And it's lonely. As I look back, I could quickly rattle off several dozen of those times in my short 10-year walk with the Lord. And each one, God was there and was a part of it. And it was like each one built on the last one. And our faith and our confidence in God grows. Just recently, I was sitting with the CEO of a large Christian radio network of 350 stations in the USA. And as I was sitting talking to this lovely man, I felt like David. I thought, what am I doing here? Who am I to be sitting down with this man and with these people? What we do is we look around at all these other people, you know, all the people that were in that army that had ranks and they were officers. David wasn't even a private. He was bringing food to his brothers. And we look at these people and say, gee, I'm not as clever as they are or as big or as important. I'm just a nobody. I'm just some young, stupid kid out there in the back blocks of nowhere minding a bunch of useless sheep. David became the greatest king that Israel ever had because David learned through experience, through fighting lions, through fighting bears, through being alone and trusting in God, that right when he needs God, God is in that place with him. And it's when we're alone, and it's when we're going through those tough and difficult times, and we experience God's faithfulness, and we get to look back afterwards and see how God worked it out, and see how he was there in all of that. When we've done that, we can look back, and we can say with everything that we are, you know something? I've tasted for myself, and I know that God is good. You and I, we need power to be holy. We need power to follow hard after Jesus in our lives. We need power to become all that God wants us to be and to do all that he's called us to do. Serious power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life in the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. To request your free copy of Holy Spirit Power, visit ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.